White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 18, 1899. Dear children Edson and Emma, I have been very sick. I have not been out of my room to prayers for 1 week. I have not sat at the table with the family for 1 week. Yesterday I was asked to speak in regard to the sanitarium. Many prayers had been offered in my behalf. At 12 o'clock, July 17th, I rode over to the school, the horse going on a walk. I could not stand upon my feet. The school chapel was full. A chair was placed on the platform and I was made comfortable, and then spoke nearly 1 hour. At first my voice was so weak, it was a question with me whether I could speak, but strength was given me, and I bore my testimony. Brethren came to counsel with me. Parties came thrice, but I could not speak with them or see them at all. Today have ventured to have words with two parties. We need to consult the Lord most earnestly in prayer. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the winds and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1, verse 5-8. Here is where the great deficiency exists. We do not bring our hearts to Christ in humility. The Lord will work with and for all who have sincere faith. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, but be careful and not fall under these temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, wanting nothing. Verses 2-4. We have no time to indulge in the luxury of sorrow or unhappy feelings. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13, verse 12-15. Here is where we lose many blessings. The appearance with many who profess to believe the truth is as though they had a severe task laid upon them, and were sour under its influence. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 15. But without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Whatever you may have to pass through because of the little love and sympathy and appreciation of your work, bear in mind the Lord Jesus knows all about it. Look heavenward for your words of comfort and hope, and you will never, never be disappointed. Lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21, verse 28. Now, just now as never before, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, verse 24-25. Bear yourselves, children, as Christians. Keep your tongues from evil, and your lips that they speak no guile. Do as Christ would do under provocation. Keep your own souls in the love of God. Let not your hearts be troubled, but look up in faith, in confidence, in love. Jesus loves you, and he would have you trustful in him. He would have you clasp that hand that never lets go. There is one who understands. There is one who never makes a mistake. There is one who is ever touched with the feelings of your infirmities. Look upward, heavenward, but not earthward. Open the windows heavenward, and let the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness in. Close the windows earthward, and we will not dwell on the disagreeable chapters in our experience. If the mind will dwell upon the most disagreeable things that occur, they will bring a disagreeable atmosphere about the soul, which is not healthful for spirituality to contemplate. When you hear anyone talking evil of a brother or sister, however deserving they may be of censure and reflection, Do not encourage these evil tendencies. Change the subject. There is enough, plenty, for you to dwell upon that is cheerful and uplifting in the blessed scriptures. Satan would keep our minds fastened upon the disagreeable things until we become disagreeable in words and actions, for by beholding, we become changed into the same image. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Keep your treasure house full to overflowing of the wonderful, wonderful truths for this time. Press close to the side of Jesus and let nothing and nobody get in between yourself and the precious teacher and healer. Words are a most dangerous gift, a talent, misused and abused. We all need sanctified hearts. The fountain must be pure. Then the words will prove fragrant and a savor of life unto life. Let not our spirit take control, and we flatter ourselves that it is holy indignation of wrong. It takes something more than talking, expressing our feelings, to cure them. By thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12, verse 37. Let us fear and tremble for our individual selves, and guard our words that they will not be of a character to wound or bruise the soul of anyone. Our work is to be laborers together with God, to restore. We are obliged at times to speak decidedly, firmly, but let it be in love and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We hurt our own souls when we speak words in an impetuous, querulous way. We have no words to waste. We have need to guard and cleanse the fountain from which the words of expression tell the character of the fountain from which we draw our supply. Children, there are for us the richest blessings. Receiving them in the sanctification of the Spirit, we refresh and enlighten and bless all with whom we associate. We none of us know how soon the Lord will come. Probation is soon to close. Let us make the most of our time and improve our opportunities. Be not ashamed to declare the truth in the congregation in Battle Creek. Act as the Lord's free children, for the Lord hath chosen you to show forth His praise, His majesty, and His glory. The Holy Spirit of God will make you fruitful in all good works. Walk humbly with God, and He has a testimony for you to bear, a work for you to do in Battle Creek. Be not intimidated. Let the straight truth of the living Word be proclaimed in all confidence. You are to reflect the light to others. You are to show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Whatever course others may pursue toward you does not in the least change your relation to the work and cause of God. You are not to work in any other man's armor, but in the simplicity of truth magnify the truth, and the Lord will be with you. You are not to hurt or feel bruised or wounded at words or attitude. Let the love of Jesus pervade your heart and be perfectly free in Jesus Christ. You are in His service, and nothing is to interpose between you and your God. Strive with all the power God will give you to bring up those who need uplifting. Eat the words of Christ yourself, drink His blood, which are the words that Christ has given, which are spirit and which are life. Be of good courage in the Lord. Do not go oppressed and discouraged, for then you cannot have the faith that gives courage and boldness in Christ Jesus. Let His love flood your soul. Mother,